A tiny little call of the wild. Some years ago, Mother Nature, along with her woodland nomenclature, on a very pretty day, asked me if I wanted to stay. No, I said, rereading Crusoe. No, Mother, I don't think so. It was my last few days in my little wilderness, and I neither felt regret nor sweet bitterness. I read and reread all my books, and I wanted to return to begin working on my looks. On my way back, whilst crunching on my last snack, I did pause halfway, but I don't really think about that day. I figured it was not an invitation to extend my already extravagant vacation. It was a life challenge, a quest, for whatever reason, Mother Nature's next test. The memories I do revisit are always silly and moonlit. It is really strange to be out there. It's all dark in the middle of nowhere. Those memories stick with you the most. And somehow for me, it was always on the coast. I am almost not a fan of the Baltic Sea, as no one would just let me be and see. Everyone was always ready to leave, and I only really remember one magical eve. I was really little on a vacation, out on a balcony in some celebration, and I discovered I could see the blinking red light of the Hell Peninsula if I squinted just right. So I knew there was more to the sea than it was being shown to me. But then, we had to pack our bags and without complaint because the sea was not in our domain. That is why I like my vacations long. Long enough to pretend like I belong. Native son, almost born right here, dear. I lived in a tent for the sixth of a year last year. Great Lakes and Nordhaus Dunes are super nice. It truly is some kind of a unique paradise. They are not really lakes, you know, at least not for me. I think of them as the Great American Sea. It is the sea that I could finally really see without anybody bothering me. The moonlit nights are the best. But my seagull friends also make me feel blessed. They would keep me company to the very end. Truly, a man's greatest vacation friend. I think maybe seagulls are the cats of the sea. Once we make our way back to civilization, we experience some kind of graduation. We become wiser and strong, and Mother Nature always reminds us that we belong.